Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And the reason I'm a little excited about it today is because we got some... It looks different today. And I hope you'll go check it out. It's not like it was last week. Got a whole new look and a little bit of different navigation. And I think you're going to like it. So I hope you'll check it out. And let me know what you think. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Do you ever think about your spirit? You know, that force, the energy that drives your protoplasm around, that the keeper of your courage, the only thing that's different about identical twins. You know, this... You got this vessel, this earthly vessel that you move around in, but something has to make that force go. Some force, I should say, has to make that body move around and be who you are, do what you do. Well, everyone, and I'm not talking about your theological spirit. I'll leave that to the theologians. I'm talking about the human spirit that is, as I say, is driving your body around. Well, I think this is something that more and more entrepreneurs should think about more often. And it's something I've thought about for a long time, and I've been talking about it for a long time. Because I think it's essential for entrepreneurs. I think if you're going to be who you can be, if you're going to be as successful as you can be, and if you're going to understand what I said in the previous segment about you being the alpha member of your organization, you're the one with a vision, you're the one with that believes more than anything else in what you want to do, I think you need to be a little more conscious of your spirit. I want to read something to you that John O'Donohue wrote, my late friend John O'Donohue. We miss him so much. He's the author of a number of books, but in one of my favorite books, Eternal Echoes, John wrote this about the human spirit. And this passage really speaks to me as an entrepreneur. Perhaps it will to you too. Here's John's words. When you open your heart to discovery, you will be called to step outside of your comfort barriers. You will be called to risk old views and thoughts. But your spirit loves the danger of growth. Isn't that great? I'm going to read it again. When you open your heart to discovery, you will be called to step outside of your comfort barriers. You will be called to risk old views and thoughts. But your spirit loves the danger of growth. Let's talk about a few of those words, a few of John's words. As a small business owner, you open your heart to discovery every day, right? You know what I'm talking about. Every day there's something that confronts itself, confronts you, something that pops into your door, sits down in front of your desk, or maybe sits on top of your desk. There's some new little piece of excitement, right? Some little gift from the marketplace that shows up every day. And so you have to open your heart to that discovery. You have to think about it. This is a discovery. This is something I'm going to learn. This is something, you know, it may be frightening right now. It may even hurt a little bit right now. But this is an experience. This is a discovery. And I'm going to open my heart to it. And sometimes you discover that your vision, hard work, and planning have produced a new customer or a little more profit, or that you just might make it another year. Sometimes that's what you discover, isn't it? But sometimes those discoveries, as I said earlier, are not so pleasant. An employee who doesn't show up, an expensive equipment breakdown, or a missed sale that you make. Challenging discoveries are no respecter of businesses, large or small. You know that, and that's the truth. But They hit a small business. Challenging discoveries hit a small business harder than it does a large business, because there are fewer spirits, fewer bodies, and fewer assets to absorb the shock, and it's just the way it is. Those challenging discoveries hit us harder than it does the big companies. So the key to your success lies in your ability to open your heart to those discoveries. Do you dread problems, or are you capable of turning a challenge into an opportunity? My friends, the answer to those questions may depend on how well you discover and use the power of your spirit. John talked about comfort barriers. Comfort barriers offer protection, but they also can hold you back. That same wall that keeps you safe from the world can also keep you from engaging the world. You may have fewer surprises and you may have fewer dangers inside of your comfort barriers. But remember this, folks. Write this down. This is going to be on the test. Opportunity is a camper. Opportunity likes to be outside. So listen to your spirit when it tells you to step outside of your comfort barriers and camp out with opportunity. John talked about growth in that passage. And he said our spirit loves the danger of growth. Sometimes growth can be dangerous, but more often, not growing is the riskier alternative. Think about that, folks. You heard that before from me, and you've heard it from other people. Sometimes not taking the risk is the most dangerous thing. You possess the ability, my friends, to be courageous or to be a weenie. Your spirit sees the possibility of success in the marketplace, but the weenie in you sees the chance of failure. Your spirit says, let's make something happen, while the weenie in you craves comfort and safety. Knowing how to manage those two forces, the courageous and the weenie in you, is crucial to success in small business. So how do you know when to grow? That's the big question, right? How do you know when to take the risk? How do you know when to step outside your comfort barriers? How do you know when to seek and to embrace discovery? I think if you'll become more conscious of your spirit, I think if you'll learn how to listen to your spirit, I think that, and then leverage that force, and then let it guide you, I think that's going to be the key. Some things to think about. Let's take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got another thought, completely different, in the next segment I want to talk to you about. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.